Hello? You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo! I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa! That's ridiculous! Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars calling AIS Insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744. That's 800-756-3744.
Rick Tittle knows his sports. I hate that guy.
I love that guy. Oh my gosh, he's so fine. Rick Tittle brings home the bacon, fries it up in a pan, and then he eats it.
Ricky T in the hizzle for shizzle, biznatch.
Rick Tittle with you. Am I there? Hello? There I am, Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, border to border, around the world on AFN. I'm a FAN of the troops. That's right, American Forces Network. Bill King used to do shows on American Forces Network when he was stationed in Guam. How about that? So it's basically Bill King, me, and everybody else. The greats. Great to have you with us. We'll get into a little Rick's Picks here coming up at 11:25. But we will get the prognostication talents of Brad Powers coming up on the other side. And then just rounding out a day of helium, Jared Freed. We will bring in Jared Freed at 11:40. He's at Helium Buffalo. So laying it on thick. Hopefully not out staying our welcome. But yeah, laying it on thick there. And great to have you with us wherever you might happen to be listening coast to coast. And, of course, around the world on the American Forces Radio. I think I meant that. We also, you know, I was listening to this story about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's son stabbed a guy. And they were trying to get him 7 years in jail. And all he got was 2 years probation, and he can serve it at his house. This is the lawyer for the guy who got stabbed says this slap on the wrist is an absolute, complete miscarriage of justice with complete disregard for a human life. The guy, the neighbor said, make sure to take your trash cans in, and he stabbed him, and then the guy fell and fractured his skull. And so he has to just have probation. Hey, man, if you got money to buy lawyers, you're going to do all right. I mean, it's just another case of that right there. Let's make this a social show, shall we? Social show, she shows by the she shore. We're also on CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel 2. I'm Rick Tittle. We got another hour, so come on back.
Microban 24 protects against Staphylococcus aureus and Enterobacter aerogenes bacteria, but does not provide 24-hour protection against viruses. Every time you touch a surface, you leave behind bacteria. Use Microban 24 sanitizing spray to keep surfaces sanitized all day. Spray on hard surfaces to kill 99.9% of bacteria and viruses initially, including the virus that causes COVID-19. Microban 24 keeps killing bacteria for 24 hours, touch after touch. When used as directed, Microban 24, touch after touch, it doesn't give up.
Right now, sports betting is the fastest growing industry in the world. To consistently cash tickets at the sports books, it's best to be armed with the right plays from the best sports bettors in the business. That's what you'll get at AgainstTheNumber.com. At AgainstTheNumber.com, you'll get specialists with decades of experience betting multiple sports at a high level and many sports-specific packages, from the NFL to college basketball, to cricket to soccer to the European Tour that gives you a consistent edge on the sports book. For a highly skilled, reasonably priced team of premium sports handicappers focused on one thing and one thing only, beating the books at their own game. Visit againstthenumber.com.
That's againstthenumber.com.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
Hi, I'm Rick Tittle, and I host the Video Game Review every Sunday night at 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight on the East Coast, right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Video games are way more important than your job, your school, or your relationship, so let's talk about them. Everything from the 2600 to the 360. I don't work for any video game company, so I'll tell you what's worth your money and what stinks. Also, cheat codes, interviews, your calls, I'll give away a game, release dates, all that and more every Sunday night right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Hour two of Titillating Sports. You thought it couldn't get any better, but it's better. Rick Tittle is back. He's so great. I can't believe how awesome he is. More sports talk, yes. Couldn't get any better, but it's better. Rick Tittle is back. He's so great. I can't believe how awesome he is. More sports talk, yes. Hour two of Titillating Sports.
Hey! Check out Channel 9. Check out Rick Tittle.
Check me out, Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. Got to remind everybody, though, first, againstthenumber.com is a highly skilled team of premium sports handicappers focused on one thing and one thing only, beating the sports books at their own game. They cover every sport worldwide, from the NFL to college basketball to soccer to cricket to tennis to European hockey, and all of them are proven winners. They offer full season, end of current season, 1 month, 1 week, 1 day, and 1 year specialist-specific packages. Their prices are reasonable, their tracking and distribution process is simple, and their results are real. All right, joining us on the line right now is handicapper Brad Powers. Brad, welcome to the show. First of all, before we get into the weekend of football, what the hell happened in Miami last night? Did you see that coming?
No, because, I mean, I had Baltimore locked up in a teaser. So, I'm not a big fan of laying more than a touchdown on a short week, but, that's why I teased Baltimore down. And, I mean, the last couple of weeks in the NFL have been head-scratchers, to say the least, as far as big favorites losing outright.
Yeah, that's the thing, too, is I would much rather hear somebody say what you just said than the guy said, nope, I had Miami the whole time. Because then I think, if you had Miami the whole time, then you're an idiot, because there's no reason to have had Miami the whole time.
Yeah, I mean, not anything that I've seen from Miami this entire season. And I know they were coming off a win, but, I mean, even that game was ugly as can be against, a really bad Houston team. I mean, that game had 9 total turnovers between them. I mean, Baltimore... To me, I mean, it wasn't ideal that they played, extra minutes and overtime against Minnesota and traveling on a short week, but still, again, that's why I teased them down. I mean, I didn't expect them to be a great effort from Baltimore, but I thought it'd be good enough to win the game, not have a chance at all at any point, pretty much. I mean, that was about as bad as I've seen the Ravens play the last few years.
All right, I was told years ago, and of course this is a catchphrase and it's not always true, but that if you get double digits in the NFL, just take the points and don't even look at the teams. Now, there's 4 games this week that, from what I've seen, have gone to double digits. Let's start with the AFC East rivalry, the upstate versus downstate. Bills at Jets. Last I saw, The Jets were getting 12. What do you think about that one?
Well, I mean, we've seen a little bit of money come in on the Jets. I'm on the other end. I'm on the favorite in this one. And, yeah, I don't like to lay a lot of points in the NFL, but keep in mind, I mean, Buffalo, all five of their wins this year have been by 15 points or more. And, you know, you look at the Jets, I mean, it's not like they've been close in a lot of their games. I mean, they got four games where they've lost by at least 15 points, including last week against Indianapolis, which I'll say was misleading because they were trailing that one at 42-10 at one point. So I'm going to lean with the Bills here.
All right. The Jags, who surprised everyone last week with that victory, we thought they could only win in London. They go to the Colts, and usually a team that's 4-5 wouldn't be favored by 10.5 points, but apparently that's what the Indianapolis Colts are getting there. Any signs from the Jags that they might be able to cover this?
Well, I mean, we saw some of it last week with them pulling the biggest shocker of the NFL season, taking down the Bills as a 2-touchdown, you know, plus underdog. We'll see how they handle some success. I mean, the last time they won a game, they turned right around and lost to Seattle 31-7. I mean, the Colts, statistically speaking, at least have been playing, you know, better than most teams in the AFC. They covered five of their last six games. The only loser as far as against the spread is when they lost in overtime against a red-hot Tennessee team. Carson Wentz, you know, has a good touchdown and interception ratio, 17-3. I would prefer the under here. I can't talk myself and run into the window to bet Jacksonville at this point. I need to see another good performance out of them before I'm comfortable taking them.
Down in the Valley of the Sun, the Cardinals getting double digits, 10.5 last I saw against Carolina. Carolina, for some reason, thought Darnold would be the answer, and I think they're changing their minds, and Cam Newton has come in. And the Cardinals, if A.J. Green had turned around in the end zone, they might be undefeated right now. I feel a little bit better about laying those 10.
Wow, I'm going to disagree with you, and that's the one where I'd take the dog. I don't think P.J. Walker's a downgrade that much from Sam Darnold, considering how bad Sam Darnold's been the last, you know, three games. I mean, he threw three more interceptions last week. That's three straight games without throwing a touchdown pass. And it's all about Kyler Murray here. I mean, obviously the Cardinals did well without Murray and DeAndre Hopkins last week. I mean, that was one of my biggest losers of the week. I actually bet San Francisco before the news broke that Murray and Hopkins would be out. So I'm not running the window to bet against Arizona again this week, but you know, Carolina with a really good defense getting double digits. I'm going to lean with Carolina in the under.
All right. Sounds good. You mentioned the Niners, and they're at home against the Rams, and the Niners have lost 4 out of 5, and there could be some big changes coming in the front office or the coaching staff. We'll see about that. The Rams at 7-2, but yet the 49ers are only getting 3.5. The prognosticators think this is going to be closer than I do. What do you think?
I'm going to lean San Francisco, actually. I think it's a buy-low spot, three straight ATS losses for them. It doesn't get any worse than losing a backup quarterback a week ago. I think, you know, we've seen some money come in on San Francisco. It was just 4 the other day. So I would say professional money bets midweek. Yeah, you'll get Joe Public, and maybe on game day it's a Sunday night game, so maybe it gets back up to 4. But I'm perfectly fine with the 49ers, and obviously OBJ does not move the needle for me. I mean, even if he probably doesn't even play this week, but yeah. I'm going to go with the Niners.
Yeah, I forgot he was even there, quite honestly. The Raiders at home against their longtime, back in the AFL days, the Chiefs. And the Derek Carr had a bad game last week. There's no doubt. Everybody's going to have at least one. Do you look for a bounce back from the silver and black?
Tough game because on one hand, the Kansas City Chiefs are the worst bet in football. I mean, they've covered 3 times in their last 20 games. 3.
Wow.
And yet they're still laying points. You know, on a consistent basis, they're treated like one of the best teams in the NFL. They're just reality is this year they're not. The problem with me, you know, running the window to bet Las Vegas is I'm just wondering, they've had so many off-field issues the last month. Maybe it's finally starting to catch up to them, get the best of them. We saw that with last week's loss against the Giants. So I lean Las Vegas. I think what I'd prefer is to tie Las Vegas up in a teaser, plus 8.5, to tease them up through 3-7. And, you know, if you're looking to tie them in with a team, maybe the Browns earlier in the day, plus 8.5.
Sunday morning, the Falcons will go to the Cowboys, and I don't know what to think of the Falcons. I had basically written them off, and then I raise an eyebrow, and then the eyebrow goes down again. But the Cowboys certainly want to put things right after last week. I'm looking at 9 points right now. I'm tempted to take Atlanta and the points.
Yeah, I would probably lean that way just because once you see a team finally, you know, not cover, and sometimes that replicates itself week after week. And I mean, Dallas, you know, at the start of the season, 7-0 against the number, that streak obviously broke last week. What I prefer here is the over. I still have the thought process in my head of last year's game played in Dallas. It was 40-39. You know, Dallas has got a couple injuries now on the defense side of the ball. The offense should be better than what it was last week. Dak obviously looked rusty at the start of the game. Never have to worry about weather. Over for me, over 54.5.
Yeah. Wow, you're going, that's the highest total of the week, and you're still going over there.
I am still going over. Yep. I mean, look, if you'd asked me 5-6 years ago, I'm betting over that kind of number in the NFL. I would have said I'm square as can be, but I mean, the NFL scoring's way up in the last 3-4 years.
No doubt. That's Brad Powers, everybody. Brad, thanks for your expertise, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me, Eric.
All right. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break, and we'll get into some Rick's picks. Come on back.
Who's watching? Tell me who's watching. Who's watching me?
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-306-1760, 800-306-1760, 800-306-1760, that's 800-306-1760. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Can I be real with you right now? I mean, like, really, really real?
Yes.
I just thought about going out there for the second half, and a little bit of pee came out.
Rick Tittle, you done broke my heart, but I still take you back. You hella fine.
All right. We have an open segment. And if Jared Fried shows up in the next one, this is going to be the only one. I know that you're the only one. What is it? You say. All right. Sam Smith. 1-800-878-PLAY. Rick's Picks. Fum, 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 fum. I'm already 0 for 1. And I didn't even know it, because if I had done Rick's Picks on Thursday, I would have taken Baltimore, obviously. I mean, really, what the hell was that? Miami's defense just stepped up hugely. And this is also why you got to play the games. And I've said it a million times. Mentally, the teams just feel like we're going to win for sure, and they don't put in the effort. And the offense just could not get rolling. All they did was punt, 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 field goal, punt, 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 punt. Yeah. Over and over and over again. And then when you think about Miami, a pass reception, a ball gets fumbled, and Xavien Howard picks it up and weaves his way through the team. I don't know what Baltimore was looking at, some ridiculous attempts at making a tackle. And he goes all the way for a touchdown. And also, if you look at, there was a play with Robert Hunt, who picked up a fumble. This is a 6'6", 327-pound offensive lineman. He picked up a ball, and he ran to the end zone. And while he was tackled, in midair, he flipped, and he extended his arm over his head for a touchdown, except that was a flag. And you can't advance that fumble. But it was a pretty amazing play. Some people were calling it the greatest play in NFL history. That didn't count. So the Ravens will head to Chicago next week. They'll be fresh off their bye. Miami will take on the Jets and in New Jersey. Let's talk about those Jets and Bills. Bills at Jets. I'm picking the Bills. What do you think? I'm stupid. Especially after the Bills lost to Miami last week. They are fighting mad. The Patriots and the Brownies. Whoever loses this game will be 5-5. And the other one will be 2-over, obviously. But I don't believe in either of these teams. I just don't. You know, they sort of remind me of my Raiders. It's like, yeah, you got a winning record, but you got to show me a little bit more. So whoever wins this, I think, will show me. And I'm going to go ahead and take the Browns. They are feeling good after last week, getting rid of OBJ, winning without him. And I don't know. I don't think Mac Jones is going to have a great game, although they don't ask him to do much, which is smart. I'll take the Browns on the road. The Steelers. Or as they used to say in the 70s, the Steelers. We the Steelers. We the Steelers. The Steelers will host the Lions. And the Steelers, I didn't even bring this up with Brad Powers because I already knew what he was going to say. Oh, Rick, I'm going to take those 8 points and take the 0-8 Lions. No, you're not. And when you look at the total in this game, 42.5, that is a joke total in the NFL. They're basically saying no one's going to score any points in this game. If you're ever going to take an over, that would be the one, but then that would assume that Jared Goff and company will score a couple of touchdowns. Look, just Steelers will win this. I pick winners. That's what I do. They're all winners? I mean, I pick who wins and loses. The Colts at home against the Jags. Is this my upset special? You know what? Screw it. I'm going with Jacksonville. Yeah, that's right. You heard it here last. I'm going with Jacksonville just to be cheeky. It's sort of like when you fill out a March Madness bracket. I remember when I was working in TV and we had this boss who was this weird freak. He wore a suit. He never said a word. He just sat in his office and then he would pee like Thor. What I mean was you go into the bathroom, he'd stand like three steps back from the urinal and he'd have his fists on his hips like Superman. Yeah, it was really weird. But one year he won the office pool and we were all mad because he already had cash. But we found out that he picked the favorite in every single matchup and then he had to pick the national champion. So when I do March Madness, I always got to think, hey, what 14 is going to beat a 3? You know, just stuff like that. So that's my Jags pick. That's my 14 over a 3. The Titans will host the Saints. And a couple of musical cities there, Nashville and New Orleans. New Orleans rhymes with beans. But this will be in Nashville. I'll take the Titans. even without Derrick Henry. AP, the former Saint. Wasn't Adrian Peterson a Saint for about 5 minutes? I think he was. The football team. I always like it when they're just listed as football team. Washington will host the Bucks. And Ron Rivera versus Bruce Arians, Tom Brady and co. Washington getting 9.5 in this. Sorry, Washington. I mean, listen, I'd love to. I really would. But can't do it. Got to go Bucks on that one. The Cards taking on the Panthers there, as I mentioned, in Glendale, Arizona. That big stadium there. Yeah, I got to go Cards here. I mean, the Panthers, I think it's hilarious that people can't see in Sam Darnold what, I don't know, doesn't everybody else see the same thing? I guess not. Maybe I'm the only one, Sam Smith. The Chargers are hosting the Vikings, and this one, I can't automatically say Chargers because the Chargers have looked a little bit feeble at times in the last 2 weeks, and the Vikings are some hard Chargers. I mean, they took, what was it, Baltimore to OT. You know what? Screw it. This is another. Well, Dalvin Cook's in trouble now. It's hard. Screw it. I'm going for the Purple People Eaters. Another road dog. Upset special. Lock it in, Tony Bruno. The Donkeys will be facing the Eagles at Mile High. I think the Broncos win this one just because it's two bad teams, but the Broncos are a little bit better and they're at home. The Packers are hosting the Seahawks, and I think it's a game time decision with Rodgers. I don't know, but let's just take the Packers at home either way. Sunday night football, Raiders versus the Chiefs.
The greatness of the Raiders was always in the city of Oakland, and I saw the fellas, and I saw the love.
What happened to Rick? That's my Al Davis, sorry. I'm going to take the Raiders. What do you think of that? That's right. Rick, can you break it down? Look, Carr had a bad game. He threw a couple up. Speaking of not Xavier, but Xavier McKinney, a pick six and a interception led to 10 points. And the Raiders, what, lost by 8? So last week. So, yeah, forget about hapless teams. The Raiders are playing the Chiefs, and I'll go ahead and take the silver and black there. And then at Monday Night Football, we can talk about more when we get to it. This was a matchup that looked pretty good on the schedule before the season, and now it doesn't look that great. The 49ers, you know, starting off so well, 3-0, and then losing 4, and then they win one, they lose another one. The 49ers can't afford to lose any more games because they're at 3-5, and they can still lose a couple more, but not now. They need some momentum. Yeah, if they end the year 10-7, they're going to be looking at least wild card contention. But they got to stop hemorrhaging these losses at 3-5. The Rams are looking to bounce back from their disappointment last week. They're a little bit shocked. I mean, this is what Paul Tagliabue always wanted. He always wanted parity. He always wanted you to be able to go to an NFL game and the old any given Sunday, what can happen? And we
We saw that last week. And that's the thing to remember about the Miami Dolphins is that they are a team that is loaded with former All-Americans, right? I mean, if you just think college-wise with Tua and Jalen Waddle and Gaskin at tail, and I mean, and then you go on the defense and you think about how great Wilkins was at Clemson, and as I mentioned, Xavier Howard, these guys are, they're good players. But you just say, oh my gosh, the Dolphins, they stink. They only won one game, and it was in, well, they won two games. So then the Ravens show up, and they think Lamar Jackson's going to go hog wild, and no. And so as you look in the standings, and for a while there it looked like, well, you know, the Ravens are the team in the AFC. Everybody in the AFC has at least three losses except Tennessee. Now they're the team at 7-2. But if you look at the AFC West, it is by far the best division in football because everybody has at least five wins. Everyone's over 500. Everyone's over 500 in the AFC West. That's going to come down to the nitty-gritty. All right, we'll take a quick break, and we will come on back with Jared Freed on the other side.
Don't miss See Better, Drive Safer Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate when you purchase a pair of select wiper blades. Our professional parts people will even install them for free. Plus, earn triple O rewards points. Get ready for the weather ahead during See Better, Drive Safer Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
That's a no-whip, high-foam, 170-degree, sugar-free gingerbread latte.
Ah, yes. It's gingerbread latte season at Duchesne's Coffee Shop. He'll need a seasonal barista before his cookie starts to crumble.
Anything else? Oh, there's a list.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
I joined the Army because my father and my brother were in the Army. I thought I'd better join before I got drafted.
Son, there ain't no draft no more.
There was one?
Tittle always goes commando.
All right. Thank you for that. And welcome back to the show, Rick Tittle, with you. And when we get Jared Freed, we'll throw him on the air. Tonight, there is a crucial crunch match in World Cup qualifying in CONCACAF out here, peeps, with Mexico. And you think about this will be played in Cincinnati, by the way, the Queen City. And people ask, why would they have it there? They're trying to get it as far away from Mexican fans as they can get it, which is the complete opposite as it used to be. Because it used to be the SSSF, all they wanted was just to sell tickets. And so they'd have it at the L.A. Coliseum, which was a home game for Mexico. And then we as Americans, would get trounced. Beating Mexico in the Gold Cup final gave a lot of good feeling towards the, and in that Nations League gave a lot of good feeling towards the matchup. But this is the one that really matters, especially when you're at home, because when you play Mexico, the Estadio Azteca in La Ciudad de Mexico, that's basically no bueno, señor. It's not good. So if you think about Christian Pulisic, Thomas Tuchel is hoping he doesn't play tonight. He's his manager at Chelsea. And he's basically, to me, the Christian McCaffrey of soccer. He looks like him. He's an amazing talent. He's one of the best when he's on the pitch, the field. But he's always hurt. Seems like constantly injured. And he just came back from an ankle injury that he picked up against Honduras in September. But from September 10th to November 1st, he did not play a match for club or country. And in fact, if you go back 3 months, he's only played 173 minutes. So it's safe to say he's not in form because he's not at full fitness. But what role will he play? He's undeniably the best American player, maybe of all time. Does that mean he should start? If he's 100%, he'll be in. Maybe he'll be in even if he's not. They need him, especially as he got the extra time winner in that, as I mentioned, the CONCACAF Nations League's final. If you want to know what CONCACAF is, that's just our area, the Confederation of Northern Caribbean and North American Football Federations. It's UEFA in Europe. It's the CAF in Africa. It's CONMEBOL in South America. You get it. If he does play, it's something that we definitely, if, let's just say he has to play. And then you look at Ricardo Pepi. Pepi had the fans excited at the striker position, except he hasn't scored in his last six games. And if you go back to his time in Dallas with MLS, in his last nine games, he had one goal. So wouldn't it be better that he gets a goal here? This is a country that he could have played for. And that happens often. And in the old days, they would just pick Mexico because they wanted to go to the World Cup, and I completely understand that. I'm eligible to play for two countries. USA, obviously, as a citizen, I'm also eligible to play for Denmark because my grandfather was born there, except Denmark's better than the USA, and I'm too old, and I was never good enough. Just telling you I'm qualified. I remember years ago, almost 20 years ago, I was wondering, you know, to work in the European Union, I always thought, like, you know, if I ever, like, just got a part-time job there, I would need a European passport. So I was going there a lot, and I actually called up the Danish consulate, and I said, is there any way I can get a Danish passport? And the guy went, what? What are you talking about? I said, is there any way? He goes, why? I said, my grandfather's from there? He went, no. It's almost like it was the correct response. But I don't know. I have a friend who, he's Jewish. He got an Israeli passport. He'd never been there in his life. just because he's Jewish. And I'm like, man, I'm jealous. I want to, when the terrorists come, I want to show them that I'm Danish. Maybe that would be it. All right. It's great to bring in comedian Jared Fried once again. He is at Helium Buffalo. Get your tickets at heliumcomedy.com. J-Train, good to have you back, man. How do you find Buffalo? Is it your type of town? Do we have Jared? Hello, Jared.
Hello.
There you are. We got you. What do you think of the upstaters there, them Buffalo people?
I'm a Buffalo fan. I like towns where they have, like, older men who don't swear, but they use, like, alternate words. Like, they'll call someone, like, a smart aleck. Like, I feel like that's Buffalo. That's Kansas City. Like, I like those type of towns. And they all, the type of town that cares about where you eat their food. And it's, like, an emotional, angry almost. Suggestion. Like, I was, you know, I was just in the Uber from the airport, and I go, where do I get the wings? I just like hearing people talk about where they get wings.
Yeah.
You know? Like, they're passionate. That happens. I don't know why. Kansas City, the same thing. They'll do that with barbecue. They're like, it's a reflection on the person, you know?
Well, I remember one time I was in Philly, and I got, like at 1 a.m. I went to South Philly to Jim's to get a cheesesteak, and I told a guy from Philadelphia, I'm like, yeah, it wasn't that great. He goes, why did you go to Jim's? And he started like throwing stuff. And I'm like, why do you care? I went to Jim's 6 months ago, and now you're breaking things in your own house.
Yeah, it is a personal affront. And it goes the other way, too. Like, if you say to someone, yeah, I went to Jim's, and they, like, love Jim's, they grab their chest, they're like, good. Oh, thank goodness. Thank goodness you chose correctly. Like as if the town, you know, you would never go back to the town again because you chose Jim, you know?
I have found, Jared, that if I want food, I just put on the old board lord.
There you go. You're talking to the right guy, then. A lot of charcuterie opinions here for the listeners. They might not know.
Nobody, I'm just giving a little plug there. If you go to jaredfried.com, he's got a charcuterie board. No one is more, I mean, most comedians bring a box of T-shirts and then they stand outside and sell them if they want to do that. But you are probably the most creative. I have an idea that if somebody says to you, hey, I got an idea for a T-shirt, and it's, and then you go, sounds good, let's do it.
We live in a on-demand age. These things, I don't have to carry them around now. You can just go to my website and get them. But I do like that I've created, you know, I'm the only comedian selling a charcuterie board after shows. I can proudly and safely say that. I don't think there's a lot of comics that are sitting there being like, hey, I got a great spot for your prosciutto.
The other thing I wanted to ask you, as you will be doing your next show, I'll just say it's in an area near Buffalo. I don't want to say anything bad about the club, but comedians tell me they always try to get out of that gig because they hate the town so much. Is that, are you on board with that sentiment? Yeah.
No. They don't like Buffalo?
No, not Buffalo. The town's coming up next on your tour.
I'm okay. Here's the thing. I like doing stand-up. Really, the only thing I care about when I do stand-up is that there's a bathroom inside the green room. If you're a club with a bathroom inside the green room, I'm going to have a fun weekend. And I know this sounds a little prima donna-ish, a little very specific, but I can't. I get a queasy stomach before I go on stage. So if anyone's ever been to my shows, yes, within 10 minutes of me going on stage, I am just sitting on a toilet. And it's embarrassing when you're in, like, you know, the person's on, you know, the host goes up and is like, okay, we having a good time tonight, take care of the waitstaff. And someone could be in the bathroom and then I'm in there, like, washing my hands, and then they go, and your headliner, Jared Free, and I walk up. Someone's like, I just saw that guy in the bathroom. Like, it's like, it just ruins the illusion, if there is any, that I am a professional in any case. So, you know, it doesn't matter the town or where I'm at. The people who come and see me that know what I do, they're always fun and just ready to, like, have the best time. They're not, like, you know, the audience that I've somehow, you know, run with is not, you know, they're not comedy nerds. They're not, you know, dissecting jokes. They're there to dance, and so am I. So, you know, I always have a good time with those people, and then I think everyone else who doesn't know me, if they're just off the street or they came with a friend, they start dancing too, because nobody wants to be the miserable person at a party. So I generally have a good time as long as there's that bathroom in the green room that I can just sit with my thoughts for 10 minutes.
Very cool. And for people who don't know the J Train podcast, you know, a lot of these podcasts have memberships and Patreon levels and things. And you do, you can go 5 months, $5, $15, $50. Does that get a kiss on the lips? What happens with $50?
You can get a dating app makeover. So what I do is I will give you an honest review of your dating app profile. And I'm not doing this for jokes. Mm-hmm. I take it very seriously. And I give, you know, I think comedians generally have a good way about giving you honesty without judgment. And because sometimes honesty can feel judgmental, and it's like, no, I'm just giving. And sometimes people just don't know how to do it, and that's okay. I think that's what people come to the J Train podcast for, honesty without judgment and having uncomfortable conversations comfortably. So I will look at your dating profile, and then I'll, you know, it's like a doctor. I got to take a look. I'll go through it. I'll give a review, and then I'll have you send back. I'll usually what happens, I'll say, okay, send me three pictures of this, three pictures of you alone, three pictures of you with friends, three pictures that you like, and no glasses in any of the pictures. You can't be wearing sunglasses. And then they come back, and then I also have them answer the prompts or the bio, and I say the biggest mistake people make is they try to be funny too much. And I go, so I say to them, write me an answer to this bio without ever trying to be funny. I want the most honest, vulnerable answer you've ever given, and then I punch it up. Mm-hmm. I do some punch-up work on their prompts.
Right.
Because I don't want to be someone else. I don't want them to try, you know, make a profile that's me. I want them to make a profile that's them. So so when they're honest and vulnerable and tell me what they're looking for, then I come in and zhuzh it up. I'm like a stylist.
Very cool. Everybody, make sure to get to Helium tonight in Buffalo. Two shows on Saturday. You can go to heliumcomedy.com to check it out. And, of course, the J Train podcast. Jared, great to have you on, man. And you come out here to Cobbs or Punchline. We'd love to have you in studio, buddy.
It's always good to talk to you. You have such a great, you know, knowledge of all comedy and stuff. It's always so good to, like, get on the phone. And I would love to come in studio.
All right, thanks a lot, my man. Have a great weekend.
Later.
I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bills. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now. 800-685-2080. 800-685-2080. 800-685-2080. That's 800-685-2080.
Here's a COVID-19 update pertaining to cruise travel. Everyone wants to get away and go on a vacation. But let's face it, there's a COVID fear factor out there. But here's some good news. Taking a cruise is probably the safest place you can be right now. All cruise lines have initiated very thorough testing requirements for all passengers and employees. They've also enhanced their air filtration systems, continual cleaning of the cruise ships, and have much stricter occupancy limitations. What that means for you is you can have peace of mind knowing you can have a wonderful vacation on a cruise ship without putting yourself in a severe risk of getting sick. Make your cruise vacation plans now. Call and let one of Viva Voyage's cruise experts help you find the safest cruise package at the lowest rates of the year.
800-585-4760. 800-585-4760. 800-585-4760. That's 800-585-4760.
Playoffs? Don't talk about it. Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
Tittle ate 200 chicken wings at yo mama's house last night. Now back to Fat Boy.
All right, thanks for that. And oh, this was a long show, man. This felt like a 5-hour friggin' show. Man, I think I need a nap after this one. But it was so titillating, wasn't it? All right, what do we love in basketball? We love the last minute shot, right? The half court shot. Usually, I'll say that. UC Riverside beat Arizona State last night. J.P. Moorman hit a shot from over 70 feet. It was basically, you know, he was off to the side, but it was basically even with, like, the top of the key and then all the way across. And to win by 1 point. And this is after ASU's Luther Muhammad hit a shot with 1.7 seconds. And the Highlanders had no timeout, so they just threw it in, and the guy two-handed heave all net. This is at Tempe, too. If you're from down there, they don't say Tempe. Or they, no, they say, now I got it backwards. Anyway, UC Riverside is picked to finish third in the Big West, so it's not like they're a slouch. But ASU's trying to bounce back from an 11-14 season, and I like ASU, so... I mean, it is a ridiculous shot to win by one, and it makes me mad. All right, go USA tonight against the equipo de Mexico, el Tri Nacional Selección, and go. We'll talk to you Monday, 9 a.m. Peck time.
We don't have brain damage.
Great way to end the show.